new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway of the Midnight Rider here tonight on his Friday night, the 7th of December, 2007. Glad you're with us for the program. Our guest tonight is Dr. Nick Begich. His website is earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. And we'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443 is the number. Got a question from the chat room and a little private message, Nick. Have you looked at the Joe cell at all? Are you there, Nick?
Yeah, I haven't seen that. No, I haven't.
Okay, all right. So look at that. So that's a question for Robin. It looks like a bunch of cylinders inside of each other and space, and it has water in it, but I'm not totally sure exactly how it works. So, but I thought I would ask you since it was asked from the chat room. One of the areas that I know on your RBN program you talked a lot about was the area of mind control.
Right.
And this seems... You know, I spent a lot of time looking at some of the work that Bernays did with propaganda and marketing back in the 20s. But mind control and the quest for control of the human mind has really come a long way since appealing to those raw base emotions. And we see so much of this in technology. And when you start talking about harm and mind control, Kind of give us an overview of where this all stands in regards to mind control.
Sure. You know, this whole issue is probably the most controversial area of our work. In fact, we did a full conference on mind effects through the Lay Institute, which is one of our nonprofit activities we get pretty involved in, and there's a lot on the website on that. But what I really want to say in terms of HARP. Now, HARP... as a system for affecting human behavior, the one place that we believe that it can affect human behavior is on emotional states. And this goes back to the work of J.F. Gordon MacDonald when he was at UCLA. And this is around the time he was science advisor to President Lyndon Johnson. He predicted that if you could electronically stroke the ionosphere in just the right way, you could return a signal to the Earth that would influence the behavior of people in contact with that signal. The same was echoed by another gentleman that many will remember, Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission, also was National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter. In 1970, he wrote a book called Between Two Ages, where he talked about this very same idea. And then flashing forward to around 1995, Persinger at Laurentian University published a paper of a similar nature saying that if you could create this kind of oscillation in the ionosphere, you could, in fact, manipulate the behavior of people over huge areas. HARP is the first instrument that could actually deliver on this by being able to modulate a signal in the ELF range that could, in fact, affect brain activities within individuals. This was also demonstrated at Yale University by Delgado with radio frequency energy in 1985 at energy densities at 1/50th of what the Earth naturally produces, which would be about 50 times less energy than what HARP could produce in this particular frequency range. So it is possible to influence at least emotional states of people over very huge areas with systems such as HARP.
So just a large number of people, would you be able to maybe tune it to an individual frequency that would affect, say, just a subset of people?
Yeah, this is something that's actually being discussed. You know, the idea of even genetically engineered technologies that would affect someone's DNA and ignore everyone else's, big stuff in this century.
Wow, that was incredible. We'll talk with Rob in Florida when we come back on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. We're talking with Dr. Nick Begich tonight here on the program. Great conversation so far. I'm looking forward to more. Back in just a minute.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise living all the miles that you've been through.
Talking tonight with Dr. Nick Begich here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the telephone, talk to Rob in Florida. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, thanks for having me. Dr. Nick, excellent work. The research that you've done is just, oh my goodness, just such a contribution to the community. I really appreciate all of you've done.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to ask if maybe you could possibly expound upon NLP. Have you heard of NLP?
Neuro-linguistic programming?
Exactly.
You know, I have a little bit of information there. There's probably a lot better folks out there than I, but essentially it's the idea that there's connections between our words, our movements, the way we convey information is maybe a little more broadly defined than we think, and also the way to manipulate communications is pretty remarkable. What you can do with some of these techniques, really, and neurolinguistic programming can be both beneficial, at the same time can be highly manipulative, depending on the intent of a user and how proficient a person is with their skills. You know, there's a lot of things that are advancing that actually just allow us to kind of plug into ourselves maybe a little bit better. It's the flip side of the mind control equation. You know, most people think about government activity in this area as trying to figure out how to manipulate people, how to get them to do certain things. But part of what they also found, and maybe the most important part from my perspective at least, is what they learned about human consciousness or capabilities. Neurolinguistic programming, you know, can be considered part of that. We have some very, very powerful capabilities. Usually what restricts them is just the way in which we've taught ourselves sort of how to shut down portions of our brain. If you can activate the brain in a more complete way, a great deal is possible. That's something else that we see major folks in terms of propaganda and moving public opinion. They understand this. They also understand that the higher states of consciousness, the higher awareness that we're capable of, can't be reached in environments of fear. Fear actually creates an EEG pattern that you can look at on the brain that actually will not lend itself to intellectual work or the kinds of higher ordered thinking that's needed, particularly in times of trouble. Just the opposite is created.
On the same lines, like when you see, I remember when I was about 18 in high school, we had a like an X-rated hypnotist come do like a senior day for our class, and I wasn't able to be hypnotized. I just happened to notice like the people that were willing and easily hypnotized, just how malleable they were, just how easy they were to manipulate. And
right.
to the extent of what they were doing, too. I mean, to convince somebody in such a short time that they were literally naked on stage and in public or in love with someone that they barely even knew.
Right.
The feeling that they were burning hot or freezing cold, literally programming somebody within seconds and having it that much of an impact on somebody. So what you're saying basically is they can't have the fear involved because it's more of a willingness that allows them to be so successful.
That's exactly right. And at the same time, you know, when you think about what's in a human brain, you know, in those demonstrations of hypnosis, sometimes they'll ask questions like how many telephone poles were there between your, you know, wherever you started your day to the end of your day, and you'll be able to answer it instantly.
Right.
Because your brain records every single thing that you sense in every respect. You just can't recall it as efficiently as maybe we would like to. In an altered state where you suspend your beliefs that say, oh, I can't remember, and substitute, oh, yes, I can because I know it's in there, it does change the outcomes. The idea of someone external regulating what you do with your own brain, I think, is where a lot of us have a great deal of concern. In fact, there was even a PBS special. It's called a series called The 22nd Century. Their pilot episode was called The Worldwide Mind, where they envision what's happened, like with the worldwide internet, eventually happening with every mind on the planet. I don't like that idea, at least not in an artificial sense. I think we already have that in a non-artificial sense. I think we are all connected in some fundamental way, but artificially doing it and then manipulating the data flow, which is what this 22nd century piece is about, that goes a much different direction. Hypnosis, when you were talking about doing it in a school environment, same kind of situation. It's entertainment in that situation, but what if somebody with more sinister motives were utilizing that type of technology?
I mean, that was always my question. I mean, here's a gentleman that basically is doing, you know, senior high school functions. I mean, he has a certain, you know, amount of talent, but I mean, obviously there's somebody better than him out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, what if they were using it for nefarious purposes? Have you ever heard of an individual called Darren Brown from London, England?
I don't recall the name, but I meet a lot and I read a lot, so I don't always remember them all.
He is an entertainer, and he is absolutely amazing. You know, he claims right at the beginning that, you know, he's not, a shrink. I mean, not a shrink. He's not a medium or a channeler, or he can't read minds, or Basically, he's like that X-rated hypnotist, but he's the most amazing I've ever seen. Like, he uses NLP. He's very popular. Look him up on YouTube, and there is just a lot of videos of him doing his craft. But he can manipulate people. He's a good knack for recognizing who is going to be easily manipulated.
All right.
And he can play with them like they're just a piece of Play-Doh. I mean, it's absolutely amazing watching him.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the call, and we will look at that.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you, Dr.
Nick. You bet. There's a lot that can be done. You know, the mind is a malleable thing. In fact, one out of every five individuals, according to a guy named Estabrooks, who was doing mind control work at Harvard University using hypnosis in the 20s, he found that 20% could be taken into such a deep hypnotic state that they could actually split them into two personalities, something he believed should be done to create what he called the super spy, what we would call today a Manchurian candidate. But the idea that was formulated in Harvard's lab by Estabrooks dealt with these very deep states of hypnosis. Some people, a very significant percentage of the population, can be profoundly hypnotized in this way.
Well, you know, and on a large scale, that could certainly be used for something definitely nefarious. I mean, to have,
absolutely,
you know, 20% of the world's population as an instant army, you know, the signal is sent and boom.
Exactly right. Now, in Estabrook's case, he felt that it, you know, would take quite a bit of time to engineer a personality out of it, probably 9 or 10 months is what he estimated. But this was a guy who was considered one of the experts, and it's still today. His book, Hypnotism, is considered one of the classics in the field, still used in many academic institutions today as a teaching tool. But this guy, and his approach, and the idea that now using much different systems for creating this highly suggestive state can be used on populations. I mean, even television, if you think of something as simple as your TV, you get pretty passive watching it. But then when you think about the ads that come on, when you're already in a relaxed state, your body breathing becomes more regular, your brain states start to relax, you become into a what's considered a highly suggestive state. And then the advertisers, who also know this, know that if they can create a flicker effect, where your optic nerve is stimulated by the flickering of a screen within a certain range, you'll even become more susceptible to suggestion. And then they just give you the ad in a normal way, give you the voiceover, whatever it is they're selling. And for a huge, significant portion of the population, it has a much, much deeper and more profound anchoring effect when they utilize those kinds of signals. And anyone who studies psychology today and sophisticated advertising today already knows this and applies it to their craft, and there's no regulation that forbids it.
Well, and you could even go into the nightly news with whether it be Fox, CNN, MSNBC,
sure,
ABC, or any of the big three, because they're always using these starburst patterns and stuff to pull up the next little screen that sets behind the anchor, all of that stuff, and it opens you up to just about basically any type of propaganda they want to deliver.
Yeah, if they utilize it correctly, they can definitely do it. And they can do it within 30, 45 seconds of seeing an image like this. The brain will lock onto that and begin to mirror in what's called a frequency following response, an FFR, and actually follow that response. It's something that we got into quite a bit in a book we put together called the Controlling the Human Mind, and it was Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance, the subtitle. And that really got into sort of the two-sided edge of this thing, because on the one hand, you've got manipulation, which I consider essentially evil. I think persuasion is the opposite. It's where you gather all of the information, you get all of the facts, and you make rational decisions. Manipulation is delivering just enough facts or just enough emotion to frame a person in a certain direction. I think that's dangerous. And that's what's become of so much of our media, both whether they're selling us soap or whether they're selling us the latest politician.
Well, and even the politicians themselves now, everything is focus group to death, where they'll get a small group of people together, sit them down for dinner and a few drinks, and talk to them, and they'll get people from all backgrounds, have them sit there, get the idea of an idea of what hits their hot buttons, and that's what they come out and sell to the American people.
That's exactly it. It's not about having politicians. Used to be representative of statesmanship, which meant you understood something about the people around you in a way to express it that generated, you know, the right answers. Now you do it with polls and focus groups, which is essentially someone just parroting back whatever it is you want to hear. And that is not what most of us want to hear these days. And it is the way it's run. It's a very machine, oriented situation. I was in a meeting in the, even the last couple of weeks here in Alaska with one of the major political parties who just got some funding, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to spend it on polling and focus groups, and it makes me sick. You know, I mean, I look at this thing of, if you don't know what people think, don't run for office.
Right, because in the end, they have no real ideas. I mean, let's use your dad an example, and compare your dad and the type of politician your dad was to the politician of today.
Absolutely. You know, in those days, they couldn't afford polls, number one. Nobody put much weight in them. I mean, it was about getting out and meeting people and people listening to what you had to say. And if they liked you, they would do what is unheard of anymore. They'd actually volunteer on your campaign. In the last campaign my dad ran, which was a statewide race in Alaska, which is 20% of the entire United States, he did it with $50,000 back in 1971-72, which was still a lot of money then.
Sure.
But it wasn't done on polls. It was done on really what people believed. And, you know, we had Republicans and Democrats in high office here, and it wasn't about the party. It was about the objective of making a better place for the next generation, something I think we've lost today.
Yeah, indeed we have. All right, we're going to come back and talk with Michael on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
short segment here to the bottom of the hour. Our guest tonight is Dr. Nick Begich. His website, www.earthpulse.com. It's www.earthpulse.com. Michael Vale is on the phone with us. Michael, welcome to the program.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing great. What's
doing
on your
great.
Mind tonight, my friend?
Well, the thing is, I was curious. I know Mr. Begich keeps his eye on emerging technologies, and I was just curious about any new patents or any applications that that he's working on.
We're working on a couple of different things, not really in the patent area. You know, there's good and bad to patents, I can tell you that. A lot of people spend so much money getting them, and then they only get them stolen or they get them suppressed. And our approach has always been avoid the patent office and just try and advance the technologies. We're working on three right now. We're working on a stress reduction technology that we'll be bringing out sometime mid-next year, a sound transfer technology that we'll be bringing out next year, and then something for stimulating plants, again, using electromagnetic energy and sound technology to do that. But those are projects we're working on for 208, and hopefully we'll be back on again with Mike, and we'll talk about those as we get more into the development.
Oh, most definitely. You know, and one thing I've always noticed is that plants around a television, or not inside the microwave, but on top of a microwave, seem to just grow like crazy.
Well, you know, it can be either way, actually. I saw a really interesting experiment. I haven't had a chance to repeat it myself, but it was been floating around on the internet for quite a while. It was one where they actually microwave water and then use tap
yes.
water and show you the difference on plants. There's something to be said for that because, you know, the structure of the water is altered by the microwave radiation. In fact, there's some stuff at MIT on this right now. But energy fields do affect living organisms differently, and some can be quite beneficial. With plants, for instance, certain sound signals will stimulate the opening of the pores on the leaves themselves. And what's interesting about that is they correlate to the same sounds that songbirds make in the early morning hours when the dew is settled on the leaves, along with all of the colloidal or fine particulate dust material that settles over the day and the night. And then that beads up with that moisture. And then when those songbirds sing, or if you create the right signal, you can then dilate the pores of that plant and suck those nutrients, not just up through the root system, but literally through the leaves themselves, as an example. So inadvertently, I think we can stumble on signals that will actually stimulate growth. The other thing they found in sound is that you can alter the proteins within the plant structure themselves on a permanent basis. There was a physicist at Princeton University that discovered this, who was also a musician. It was an interesting combination, but he could actually stimulate plants to grow 30% more efficiently by triggering these proteins by sound signals in a specific sequence. In other words, playing music that to a plant sounded great, to a human sounded horrible, but it did in fact stimulate the protein. So you can do a lot with energy.
Mr. Begich, my last question, and I'll take my answer off the air, is that what do you think about GMO foods?
This is a big risk, in my opinion. I mean, there's genetic modified foods. There's some things happening there that I think we need to pay attention to. Monsanto, which holds the patents for some of these genetically modified corn in particular, and then they modify and you create a genetic dependence on the fertilizers that are used, for instance, in this particular case, and then they wipe out the natural strains. And some of the things that are also unknown are sort of the long-term effects on people that consume or animals that consume these grains, and we really don't have the answers on that. We know that once you start introducing it, they say, well, we'll segregate it. You know, we won't let these things. It's ridiculous. Pollen goes through the air as efficiently. You can control that as water through a sieve. It's not going to happen. The fact is we're experimenting without really knowing the full implications of this work, and the risks, I think, are just too great. I think we need to be much more cautious in terms of how we engineer things into our natural environments right now.
Yeah, again, it's a situation where the benefits to the bottom line outweigh the impact to people and the planet itself. Back in just a minute with more, we'll talk with Paul in Georgia. On the other side, this is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Public Broadcasting Network, and do you need help investing your money? RBN's good sponsor, the Onesti Investment Advisors. Except for your investments, use Onesti Investment Advisors to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. Visit www.onestiadvisors.com or call 505-296-2453. Our guest tonight, Dr. Nick Begich, and let's go to Paul in Georgia. Paul, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Doing great. Yourself?
You got a very interesting show going this evening. I'd like to add my two cents to it and ask you a couple questions, but I guess I direct this at both of you. Have either one of you ever heard of a documentary film called Who Killed the Electric Car?
I have heard of it, but not seen it. How about you, Nick?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it as well.
Okay, well, I think they have a website, just whokilledtheelectriccar.com, but this is a phenomenal piece of Well, it just shows you firsthand what the car companies are doing to us with the gasoline engines. And California passed legislation, I believe, back in the 90s, where they had to have a certain percentage of their cars were zero-emission vehicles. And all of the car companies, Toyota, Honda, Ford, and General Motors, made these electric cars and introduced them in California on a lease basis. And specifically talked pretty much about the General Motors EV1. And the thing got about 150 miles on a charge, and it went like 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. I mean, the thing, everybody loved it. It was just incredible. But after they introduced these things on a lease basis in California, the car companies went back to the California legislature and made them change their laws. And when the leases ran out on these vehicles that the people had them, they went around and confiscated them and took them out to the desert and crushed every single one of them.
It doesn't surprise me. You know, there's been some breakthroughs in what are called high-capacity capacitors, and these are avoiding the batteries, you know, because this has been one of the problems with electric cars is the batteries over 300-400 charges are no longer that responsive to charging. A capacitor, you can charge and discharge a million times and not lose any efficiency. They also can be charged up in a few minutes as opposed to many hours. And the range on these capacitor-based cars, the ones I read about were in MIT's technology review, were up to 300 miles. That is going to change the equation, because if you can charge them efficiently, and batteries made out of capacitors that can be charged and discharged without having to be replaced, I think this is going to change a lot of it. U.S. automakers probably aren't going to be the place where it's going to happen. It's going to happen overseas in countries that are much more dependent and much more willing to take on those dependencies by creating better products. I think we're going to see it in either China, or we're going to see it in Japan, or we're going to see it coming from somewhere other than the United States, which is sad because ultimately the technologies are being developed here.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing very interesting about this movie is the car company said that they couldn't do this with a car. And after California passed this legislation where a certain percentage of their cars by a certain year were going to have to be zero-emission vehicles, all of a sudden four car manufacturers were able to make one.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. If you look at the boards of directors of these corporations, a lot of the a lot of them have what are called overlapping boards. You'll see board members with the oil industry on boards of automobile manufacturers, and then you'll see them on boards of steel manufacturers, and on and on and on. And they're, it's about Wall Street, not Main Street. It's not about solutions. It's about dependence, and it's about profits. And I think a lot of this, it has to be addressed. It probably will be addressed in the way it always has been. It's going to be some innovator in some odd spot that comes out with the innovation and does it in a way that doesn't conform. I mean, when I talked about patents earlier, many patents get confiscated under what's called a national security order, and these can be issued for any number of reasons, whether they are the kinds of things that would develop a nuclear weapon or whether they be something that threaten the economy. And I think that's something people do need to be aware of. When you talk about energy, it's not going to be probably through a patented technology. It's going to be somebody putting it out there where people can utilize that technology freely and availably, much more availably than what we'll see through a patent regime, because it'll never see the light of day. That's been tried and failed I don't know how many times.
Well, you know, what's interesting, you mentioned about the overlapping boards and so forth. One of the points this movie makes is that General Motors was initially having trouble with their batteries in these electric cars because Delco was making them. And then they bought technology from some private individual who was making very good quality batteries. And just as they started to put these batteries online, of course, they stopped making the car available. That patent for that battery was sold to none other than, I believe, Texaco. It was one of the oil companies.
Right. And none of that surprises me because it's their vested interest. I mean, when you're thinking about a corporation, and the way I view them is they're an organism that lives forever, has eternal life but no living soul. And what you get is something motivated by money, not motivated by higher values, and certainly not motivated by what's good for us. It's about Wall Street. And I think that's the sad story. There's a good book called Suppressed Inventions, which gets into some of the things that have been documented historically in the same vein. I think it ought to be criminal. I think when somebody confiscates a patent in this way, it ought to be criminal. Somebody ought to go to jail for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It denies us access to the very essence of what we are as human beings, which is this idea that we can create. And to suppress creation that solves our problems is a crime.
Well, and isn't the government just one great big corporation that's living exactly as you say?
I think so. You know, and I think when we start to look at it in that way and we start to think about it, you know, when founders found corporations, they still have their integrity built into them. And then when they pass on, it's just a money machine. And these things right. live forever.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, look at Walmart. After you know, when Sam Walton owned it, it was American-made products, and they were all pro-America. As soon as Sam was gone, and you get a bunch of people from outside come in and take over the country, hey, it's all Chinese goods at the cheapest price we can possibly get.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. And when you look at the industries like oil and gas right now, I mean, this is a huge let's maintain the status quo club with a whole lot of money at stake. To change that's going to take a very different approach. And I've always said those that really do break the barriers on these energy technologies, put it on the Internet, give it away for free, and I'll guarantee you people will be beating a path to your door. You'll be your millionaire that you're looking for. But otherwise, you fall into the same trap as Wall Street. It turns into greed,
yeah.
and then it gets suppressed. And that's okay. happened in very, you know, various schemes, whether it be innovative carburetors, atomizers, or other technologies that are even much more simple.
Okay, indeed. Paul, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Can I make one other comment?
Yeah, real quickly. I've got other calls.
Okay. In regards to your last caller about the GMO foods, this is a very important issue. There's another documentary shown on the Link TV channel occasionally called Life Running Out of Control. It's an absolute must-see.
All right. Very good, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for being on the program. Jim in North Carolina, welcome to the Midnight Rider. Thank you for holding. Hello, Jim.
9/11 was an inside job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rob on line three. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mr. Begich. I'm wondering how you feel. I mean, certain people, myself included, feel that your father was murdered, whether he was the main target or not, or hell, Boggs was the Democratic Majority Leader who was in the plane with him. What your feelings are on that, and you know, whether you think that the plane was shot down. Obviously, it kind of follows the FBI and CIA's model of mysterious plane crashes, whether it's Howard Hunt's wife, obviously Senator Wellstone, and so on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, Dad was in the Congress at the time when Watergate was just starting to break. In fact, it hadn't broken just yet. Hale Boggs was a majority leader, one of the most powerful men in the Congress. You know, there's a lot to be said. You know, that particular period of time, it was sort of the standard fare. I think more people died in plane crashes as congressional leaders than any other profession in the world. Coincidentally, Wellstone, actually, his plane crashed in the same town my father was born in. My uncle was a legislator and mayor there for a number of years, Eveleth, Minnesota. Carnahan's plane went down on the anniversary of my father's plane's disappearance, October 16th, when that Senate race in Missouri was so critical. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. There were telexes that came up after the planes had disappeared 20 years later, after the biggest search in the history of the country, telexes indicating that perhaps they had located the plane and that there were survivors. And yet nothing was ever shared with us as a family. Nothing was ever recovered. Boggs was involved in the Warren Commission. He was a commissioner, wanted that reopened. He wanted the FBI completely revamped after Hoover had corrupted it for so many decades. He had a hard time with what was happening in the country at the time, and it was the same kinds of things happening today. People's mail was being opened. Their phone lines were being tapped. Their civil liberties were being eroded under the Nixon administration and under a corrupt Central Intelligence Agency. And it's exactly the same thing that's happening today.
Anything else, Rob?
Obviously my condolences on it. And, you know, again, it's just something that we were in the chat room talking about it and, you know, something of interest. So just I think it's pretty cool that you're out there kind of finishing his work. I know your brother, I believe, is the mayor of Anchorage.
Right.
Was.
Right, he is. So, and he's serving his second term and may, in fact, be running for higher office this next time. We're not sure. If you want the whole story on Dad, there's actually a chapter. I put it in the book Earth Rising 2, The Betrayal of Science, Society, and the Soul. The book actually covers a number of things, but this sets the stage for what got me involved in a lot of this work. And you're right, it was a motivation. You know, when you see injustice and when you can realize that it can even happen to a congressional leader in this country, we can't just sit back. People do need to get involved. We can't give it up. There's a lot left to be done, and technologies are either going to set us free in the 21st century or they're going to enslave us in a way we've never seen before. And now's the time to wake up and start looking at what we might do to make this just a little bit different set of outcomes this time around. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. One more thing. Where can we hear your radio program?
You know, I'm not on the air anymore with my own program, but I am on a lot of different hosts, and hopefully we'll be on with other hosts with RBN. We've worked with a number of folks over the years, but just keep listening. We're going back to our old model of working with a lot of different hosts across the networks, and that's the best way for us to reach the most people on these very important issues.
Yeah, you know, in so many ways, and I'm glad you're doing it that way, because I'm glad to have you on, because I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. You know, in so many ways, the promises of technology, the promises that were made in the 50s, that life would be so much easier. You'd be working 20, maybe 30
right.
hours a week, have time for philanthropic pursuits, more time with the family. That never materialized.
No, this was supposed to be the leisure generation. That's what they were calling this. And, man, we're more entrenched and working harder now for less than we ever have in any of our memories, you know, and it was just the opposite. And why did that happen? And if we really analyze it and really look back on it, it was a shift in the tax burden to the middle class. The wealthy carried a much heavier tax burden, and corporations used to pay a little bit. You look at the corporate tax rosters and compare them to even Warren Buffett did this. He looked at all of his staff and realized that his staff was paying twice the tax rates that he was, as one of the richest men in the country, and now he's campaigning for a change in the tax laws so that the rich are taxed the same as the middle class, at least. Wouldn't that be interesting? I don't have a problem with that. But that's where the big shift happened. And when you look at quality of living, when the emphasis became this polling spin kind of politics, it really shifted to a more of a consumer-oriented corporate kind of culture. I mean, think back when most of us were kids. How many different processed foods could you find? A handful.
Not many.
Yeah, a handful.
It was Chef Boyardee pizza and macaroni and cheese, and that was about it.
And that was about it. Campbell's soup, you know, and the rest of it you figured out how to make. Now everything is value-added, and I don't know how much value is really there these days, but when you look at everything, we become more and more dependent on external sources, whether it be for our food, for our energy, for entertainment, for everything about us. And we didn't do that 40 years ago. We focused more on our friends and our families, our neighborhoods, our communities. And we had very different communities. We had very different economies because people paid attention to things that were important. And these other things took their proper order somewhere down the list. And we've allowed, I think, a corporate culture to flip that equation entirely around to a consumer culture. You know, this time of year I ask people this question is, which line would Jesus be standing in for his next piece of consumption?
That's an interesting question.
I don't think he'd be in any of them. Maybe the soup line, helping someone out.
Exactly. Antonio in Florida, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Chambers? What's going on, Begich?
Hey, we're just doing what we do, trying to get the public up on some of these issues.
We need to do it. And I was actually calling. I wanted to see what your opinion on the validity of using cloudbusters against the chemtrail problem.
You know, the chemtrails, contrails, you're talking about, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He wrote Cosmic Superimpositions and a bunch of other books, who did the cloud busting.
Give me that. Croft, by any chance?
Nope, that's not who I'm thinking of. It'll come to me. In any case, the idea of utilizing those technologies for chemtrails was the question. The first thing that I would look at is on the chemtrails issue is you really need to look at what's going on a little more closely there. there's a lot of confusion. It's one of the reasons I've avoided this issue. There is one guy, Carnicom, that's done some fairly good work in the area, and I'm familiar with his work. But there is so much misinformation in the issue. One of the big things that I think we need to be concerned about is not just the idea of spraying and are they doing it or aren't they doing it, what are they doing. It's really an underlying issue that I get to, which is one of accountability. Whatever's going on in these various programs, we're not being clued in, and health is being affected, whether it be the GP8, jet fuels that they're using in aircraft now that are carcinogenic, whether it be the increase in traffic volumes and what's happening in the effect on cumulus cloud formation and storm fronts, or whether it be toxins deliberately sprayed in the environment, something that the government has acknowledged in the past. We need to get to the bottom of it. I don't have all the information on chemtrails. It's just not the issue I focused a lot of time on these days.
Antonio, I appreciate the call. We'll come back. Final segment around the corner with Dr. Nick Begich. Well, this has been a good show, and we're definitely going to ask Dr. Nick back to be on the program here very soon, especially in 2008, especially with some of these emerging technologies that they've got coming around the corner. That'll be interesting stuff. Back in a minute. Final segment. This is the Midnight Rider.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Final segment tonight with Dr. Nick Begich, and I was just sitting here thinking during the break, Nick, there's so many things that you deal with in your studies, and I feel like we squandered the time, but there's just only so much you can squeeze in 2 hours.
it's all right. We'll do it again. I'm happy to do it. And it always, whenever you bring callers into the mix, everybody wants to talk about something different. It's quite all right with me because I think these things do tie together and really show, when you think about all this going on all at the same time, and we only know a fragment of it. I mean, think about right. how much we're missing, much less what we're trying to convey tonight.
Yeah, and it boils down to this question. What is technology going to be used for? Is it going to be used to benefit man and make man a better person, or is it going to be used to control man?
And this is a challenge, and this generation, our generation, is going to decide a great deal of it. You know, when you think about the mind and the brain, and the area that we barely touched on today, what's happening in that area to stimulate human performance? When we look at across the country, the biggest epidemic in the country, and all of us know about it, it's Ritalin and right. psychoactive drugs with kids. And yet there are other technologies, neurobiofeedback, brain biofeedback, that's been used to literally teach children how to modulate, how to activate their brains in a very specific way, the kind that you want to be in your most focused learning environments. Most of us can't even get there when we want to, but they're able to train children with 30 to 41 hour sessions how to do this themselves without any drugs. In other words, hyperactive kids learn to slow down. Attention deficit disorders learn to pay attention. And they do it very effectively. 80% of the children that have been put through neurobiofeedback have been taken off of psychoactive drugs and found to be able to be reintegrated into regular education classrooms where they perform at grade level or above very rapidly based on the fact that they can control their brain activities at will.
Well, yeah, and you look at this 19-year-old kid who goes in and shoots up this mall and in Omaha, here's a kid they've had on psychotropics for years,
right?
And just put him out in the street, and and he's left to fend for himself. And what we saw the other day was the result.
We saw something here, didn't make national news. We had the same kind of situation. A guy took a machete, killed his father, chopped up his girlfriend, and then went into Anchorage and shot up a few more people, killed two in the process. But a lot of it is hopelessness. You know, when you put someone on drugs and say, well, here's your solution for the rest of your life, and they're walking around in a fog that they're aware of, is that the answer? And the answer is no, it isn't. It's not a cure. That's a crutch, and we need to do more to cure the underlying problems and fix the problems that can be fixed. And a lot of it is restoring hope, by recognizing that we're a lot more than what we think we are. If we would just pay attention and let some of these technologies advance our mental capacities, there'd be no reason for hopelessness, I can tell you that. But we need a much, much different approach in terms of public education and in terms of how we apply technologies to enhance our performance as human beings. That's what I think this technology is about. It's not how to suppress or how to control. It ought to be used in a much, much different way, and it can. And in some rare instances when it is, it's found to be extraordinarily remarkable, almost miraculous for the families that are involved.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that also seems to be lacking these days is the greatest technology of all, and that's the technology of love.
You know, that's true. A little bit of tolerance and compassion goes a lot further than a lot of people think. Talking about just some of the things that are going on in the world today really have a lot to do with the way in which we carry our public policies. If we truly look back at the very values, they're values founded on compassion, empathy, consideration, high human values, not on interference and control. We need to do a lot more changing before the rest of this world will give us an opportunity to improve it. And I think in the meantime, we just keep trying.
Yeah, great way to end the program. Nick, thanks so much for being on the program. I definitely want to do this again.
We'll do it as soon as you want. We'll just get it scheduled and away we'll go. And I appreciate the airtime and my best to everyone this holiday season.
Thank you, Dr. Nick Begich, our guest tonight. Hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night.